Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Hallelujah. I've got a good word for you today. Amen. And I've entitled my message, Don't Walk Like an Egyptian. Hallelujah. How many of you know how an Egyptian walks? Walking like an Egyptian. Don't walk like an Egyptian. And I want to use my proof text, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 8. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 8. Why do we give sometimes titles like this to our scriptures, so our sermons? You can remember it. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 8. Sorry, chapter 6 and verse 8. Therefore, do not be like an Egyptian. Therefore, do not be like them. For your Father in heaven knows the things that you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Here Jesus tells us, he says, therefore do not be like them. In other words, he's saying the prayer life of the saints is not like the world. And many times we come out of the world, but we still carry the same things into the kingdom. But how many of you know the kingdom is different? Amen. I remember when I met my wife, she used to say to me, I don't trust men, because she used to watch Dallas. And she used to say, Johnny, I love you, but I don't trust you. I said, how can you do that? I'm not men. I'm different. Amen. So we had to enter a new mindset towards one another. You can't treat your wife like you treat your girlfriend. Amen. You treat your wife better than your girlfriend. Amen. Romance of a girlfriend is based on lack of information. Romance of a wife is fully informed. And it's real. Somebody say amen. Amen. So Jesus said, when you come into this relationship with him, do not be like them, like those that are of the world, like the Egyptian mindset that you came out of. You've come out of that place. Do not be like them who are foreigners to God. Don't pray like them. Religion stands afar off. Religion cries out to God from a distance, asks others to pray for them, gets all kinds of fetishes. A while ago, there was that movie about finding the Holy Grail. Like if you find this cup, then your prayers will be answered. Religious people stand unworthy. They stand as foreigners. They not accepted. They stand in a place of not being good enough, and so they seek others to approach the Father for them. They seek others. They ask their forefathers. Maybe those of you died and gone ahead can do something for me. They ask Mary, Joseph, and the saints to please pray on their behalf. And I want to add something here, just bear with me. Or they ask Jesus to pray for them. Same thing. Not understanding the place that God has. They pray as if Jesus is in the promised land up there, but we're still on this side. They pray as if we are not raised in Jesus. As if we don't have access to the Father. They pray as if Jesus rose without us and left us outside and he went in. Jesus, while you're in there, cast a few crumbs to us little dogs under the table. Not understanding that we are not under the table. We are seated at the table. Hallelujah. He has prepared a place for us at the table. Even David understood this. He said, you prepare a place for me at your table. Hallelujah. Why is it that the religious mindset wants to pray like that? Because religion can never justify you and make you bold in his presence. Religion cannot grant you access. It will leave you unworthy. It will leave you in a place where you have to send your prayer requests ahead. Get others to do it for you. But the Bible says that Jesus tore the veil of separation. How many of you know that? Can you say it with me? Jesus tore the veil of separation. Why did he tear it? So that he can restore us to fellowship with the Father. Hallelujah. The Bible says he entered and now we enter the throne room of grace boldly in a new and a living way. We don't walk like an Egyptian. We come in a new and a living way. We come in faith because atonement has been made. The price has been paid. Our souls are redeemed. And we have been transformed into his image and into his likeness. And we have been made heirs. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. My filthy garments has been replaced with garments of salvation. I wear the robes of righteousness. Hallelujah. I'm accepted in the beloved and I'm a son of the living God. I've been translated into the kingdom. The Bible says in Colossians 1:12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the powers of darkness and conveyed us. Can you hear that? He has delivered us from the powers of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Who qualified us? Well, it says giving thanks to the Father who qualified us. Who qualified you? The Father himself. We have entered the kingdom of the Son. Thank God. And we reign with him as kings and priests in this world. Hallelujah. For as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so are we in this world. Kings and priests in this world. We are called to rule and reign. We have been invited to stand in the presence and meditate as possessors. Oh, praise God for the power of meditation. Praise God for the power of making his word yours. To enter into his word and dwell in the promise as a possessor by faith. Hallelujah. Everything I possess in God, I possess in faith. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. Amen. We live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. Jesus said we live by his word, the rhema word, the revealed word. That is why we meditate, because the Bible says in Deuteronomy 29 verse 29, it says that the revealed things belong to us. That's why we spend time in meditation. We need to understand this. I want to make this point. Really, can I be honest with you? When God gave me this word, I was saying, God, is the church ready for it? Because sometimes you lose people. Because they're not understanding what you're talking about. But I think we're ready. I think we've been eating good food. And we've been maturing in God. And so we need to understand that Jesus brought us to the Father. He has given, when he came to earth, he gave us the words of the Father. He says in John 14, 24, the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. So what word was Jesus speaking? Not his own. He was a manifestation of the Father's word. Are you still with me? He said, the words that I speak are not mine, but the Father's who sent me. In John 17, 14, he says, I have given them your word. And the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. So what word did Jesus give us? The words of the Father. So we do not come with Jesus' words and ask the Father to fulfill them. I'm just trying to establish in your mind what I'm talking about. We understand that Jesus' words came from the Father. And we stand as heirs in Jesus, heirs of the Father's word that Jesus was authorized to give us to stand in the presence of the Father. We thank the Father and we take for our own that which Jesus has revealed to us comes from the Father. The promise of Christ is nothing else but the promise of access to the Father himself. That's why the veil was torn. That's why the blood was shed. So that we can have access to the Father who dwells in glory. Hallelujah. Many still ask others to pray on their behalf. They still have their understanding darkened. They still have old thinking. They still have Egyptian thinking. They pray like Egyptians. They pray as if they're standing outside. But they don't realize that they're standing in Christ Jesus, in God's presence. Hallelujah. Listen, it's difficult to live in the promised land with an Egyptian mindset. Tell your neighbor, don't walk like an Egyptian. Amen. They still ask Jesus to pray for them, not understanding that what he has done for us. We don't ask Jesus to pray for us. A person that asks Jesus to pray for you is still infant in understanding of what Christianity is. Because he brought us into his place in the Father. Jesus brought us to the Father. Somebody say amen. Amen. So in the kingdom, Jesus gave us access to the Father. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. You can't pray like this. Jesus, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Wrong prayer. We have fellowship with Jesus. We worship Jesus. We love Jesus. We commune with Jesus. We rejoice in what Jesus has done for us. But our request is to the Father. For Jesus gave us this right to come to the Father. We fellowship with Jesus. We love Jesus. We honor him, but we make our request to the Father in the name of Jesus. This is a very important point. It's very important because you cannot pray wrong and have a correct understanding. Oh, I just got rid of my lens. Can somebody do this for me? We cannot pray to the Father in the wrong way and have a correct understanding. He that comes to God must believe that he is. We must know him. Those who know their God shall do exploits in his name. Wrong prayer is the result of wrong thinking. Wrong thinking puts you in the wrong place when you stand with the Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. In fact, Jesus said, don't ask me anything. The Bible says in the book of John 16:23, and in that day you will ask me nothing. How much will you ask Jesus? Which day? The day that you are redeemed. The day that you're in the presence of the Father. The day that you're born again. The day that you stand in the fullness of what Christ has done for you in the presence of the Father. In that day, Jesus said, you'll ask me nothing. Read it there. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Jesus said, come into the presence of the Father and ask the Father as an heir. Ask the Father as a son. Ask the Father as someone that's been raised in Christ Jesus, seated in Christ Jesus, has the authority of the name, is an heir in Christ Jesus, and therefore when you ask as a person who is the rightful owner of the promise you ask. Somebody say amen. As one who knows that the victory is your victory. Many people concede that Jesus won the victory. But it takes faith to say his victory is my victory. How many of you believe that you have overcome by the blood of the Lamb? His victory is my victory. His access is my access. When he was raised, I was raised. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you understand who you are, you will pray to the Father. Amen. This, listen, saints, this is not splitting hairs. This is not little, you know, side issues of theology that doesn't really matter. This has got everything to do with understanding your place in God. Everything. Because you and I have been made heirs with Christ Jesus. So I come to the Father having bold access. I come as an heir in Christ Jesus. In other words, what is his is mine. Hallelujah. Jesus said he is the way to the Father. Amen. Listen, spending time praying to Jesus is like spending time in the door that leads to the throne room. Hello? How do you feel somebody come visit you and they stand at the door and they talk to the door? He is the door to the Father. Philip said, show us the Father. Jesus said, here I am. That's why he came, to show us the Father. Jesus said, I've given your word to them, Father. Hallelujah. He came to reveal the Father to us. John 16:26. In that day, you will ask in my name. And I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you. Amazing how many people want Jesus to pray for them. Jesus is not praying for you. Jesus is the high priest of your confession. Amen. Amen. He says, I do not say that I'll pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you because you've loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. Oh, my Lord, there's a meditation there for the next 3 weeks. And I believed. You see, I come and I ask the Father directly as a son, as one justified by Christ Jesus and given bold access to the Father in his name. When you pray to the Father, it means you are standing in the place of Jesus. It means you are standing in the inheritance of Christ as a king and as a priest. It means that you've come to a full understanding of what is yours in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You are asking in the standing that Jesus has with the Father. You're asking like Jesus said when he said, when I ask, all things that the Father has is mine. Hallelujah. Jesus won the victory for us and restored us to God the Father. Hallelujah. I see some of you, I've lost you already. But bear with me. This is a very important truth to understand. Because it's our faith in the finished work of Christ that places us where we belong. Hallelujah. You can't live in the kingdom and think like an Egyptian. It's difficult to possess the promises with an Egyptian mindset. Everybody said, don't walk like an Egyptian. Jesus said, you pray in my name. You ask the Father in the authority that I have with the Father. My Lord. That's how you ask. So when we enter the promise by faith that we are heirs in Christ Jesus, we understand it's already ours. We're not begging for it to be ours. We understand that we've been raised in Christ, and with him, all things are ours. Hallelujah. That's why sometimes people think, why is God blessing them and not me? Because you don't know who you are. You're still praying like an Egyptian. Amen. Somebody tell your neighbor, don't walk like an Egyptian. Hallelujah. So meditation activates the promise of God. We come boldly and we meditate by faith on the promise because it is ours already. For all things that are his is ours. Amen. Because the Father gave me his word. When I meditate in the presence of the Father, I meditate on the word of the Father himself. Of what he has given me. Somebody say amen. It's impossible for a born again believer to be locked out of the promise. It's impossible. The only way that you can stay out is if your mindset is still an Egyptian. Don't walk like an Egyptian. Many people, when they come to God and pray, they mustn't pray like this. They might as well do this. Oh, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. No. We come into the presence of the Father, lifting holy hands, without wrath and without doubting. Hallelujah. Having been given bold access to all that is ours in Christ Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. The promises of God are grasped by your spirit man. You are made in his likeness, in his image. The promise of God is given to us. Hallelujah. I want to just quote that scripture again. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us. And, oh my Lord, here's something. And to our children forever. In other words, what you possess, your children get an inheritance in. Hallelujah. And standard. Have you noticed how a man of God, mightily used of God, he'll be greatly used of God, his wife stands up and speaks with the same voice? How is that possible? Because the inheritance is for you and your children, those under your authority. You can't live in victory while your children live in defeat. Hello? Because you possess the things that are yours in God. And you start understanding that the dominion he has given you extends. Hallelujah. To those that are around you. I remember when Justin was born, he was like a few days old. And they told me, listen, this boy will have asthma. He is asthmatic. He's going to have an asthma pump his whole life. We said, that's not our boy. We said, he will not. Listen, I don't mind hurting some people's feelings. Amen. Some, oh, it must be hard for you under the circumstance. I'm not under the circumstance. It's not hard for me at all. Amen. If you in my shoes, it might be hard for you, but not hard for me at all. Because I'm standing here as an heir. I'm standing as a possessor of the heavenly promises. I'm standing here as one who has received all that Jesus has done for me. Hallelujah. And this Egyptian mindset is something that pulls at you all the time. Pulls at you all the time. Oh, go beg the Father. Bible doesn't say he who begs. Says he who believes. Believes what? Believes in the finished work of the cross. Believes who he is in Christ Jesus. And stands in the place. Somebody say amen. That is why when you meditate in the promise of the Father, in the works of the words of the Father, because the Father has given it. Every word the Father has given, he has given for you. Hallelujah. I said it like this one day. I said, none of the promises of God are showcase promises. How many of you had a grandfather, he had a showcase in his house? Oh, I remember my grandfather's showcase. Beautiful showcase. Made out of some of the best wood. All velvet. Remember that? Had all velvet shells, velvet on the inside, I mean, and gloss. And inside is some stuff that you can't touch. Amen. Lo and behold, if you try and touch that thing, God's promises are not showcase promises. They're revealed, they're given, that you can walk in them. Somebody say amen. When do you stand in that promise? When things go wrong. Because as long as you're on this earth, the enemy is going to try and take your territory. Amen. That's where we need to learn to stand in who God created us to be. No, I'm not. Amen. Oh, I suppose it's flu season. No, I'm not subject to that. Amen. Well, you know, in today's world, this South Africa, I guess they're going to break into my home as well. No, they're not. Amen. Because my house is different. Angels have charge over my home. Amen. The protection of God is around me. Hallelujah. Oh, don't you know, they hijack people all the time. I guess you next. No. Only with my eyes will I behold the destruction of the wicked, but it shall not come near me. They can't hijack you any more than they can hijack Jesus. Amen. We live in the kingdom. Somebody said, I'm in the kingdom. The Bible says the natural man does not perceive the things of the Spirit. You cannot come in church and listen to the pastors preaching and all that. It's wonderful and it's great. Please listen to the pastors preaching. But you have to make it your own. That is why Sunday is great, but Monday is better. Sunday you hear, Monday you make it. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, some people joking with me, they say, oh, Sunday, Monday is better because the pastor's off day on Monday. That's not why I say Monday is better. I say Monday is better because now that the revealed things has come to you, they belong to you. Hallelujah. God reveals things for you so that you can walk in them. Hallelujah. God reveals things so that you can walk in them. So Jesus said, I do not say that I will pray for you. Did you know that? Jesus won't pray for you. He said, I'm not going to pray for you. He said, you're going to pray. I do not say I'll pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, you know what I'm doing? I'm the high priest of your confession. So a son prays differently. A son doesn't beg. Amen. Hallelujah. A son doesn't beg. A son says, oh God, please, will you? God says, I've given you the authority. You have the authority in Jesus' name. A son prays like this, Father, thank you that you've raised me and seated me. Thank you, Lord, that I'm an heir of the kingdom and all your promises are mine. Hallelujah. Thank you today your blessing abides. Today all things will turn out together for my good. Thank you today, Father, that your angels work with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that I've been provided for. Hallelujah. Thank you for promotion. Thank you for your blessing on my children. I decree breakthrough today. Hallelujah. Oh, I suppose your children's, you know, they used to say that to us when we were small. When our kids were small, they used to say, ah, wait till one day your kids grow up. They're going to be little terrors. I'll tell you what. We said, no, they're not. Amen. Children are a blessing from the Lord. They're going to be a blessing. Amen. And to plant the word of God in their lives. Hallelujah. There's no devils running loose in my house. Amen. Some people got too many loose devils in their house. And they allow their kids to manifest them. Amen. So no, it's not going to be. Then our children were small. They weren't. They were such blessings. They listened to us. They were subject to us. They were full of love, full of kindness, grew up wonderful, wonderful manners. You know, people say, oh, children of today. It's not the children of today. It's the parents of today. Yes. Amen. Yes. Then they said, oh, it's because they're still young. Wait till they're teenagers. Whoa. Once they're teenagers, said, will not be like that in my house. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. So we stand in the fullness of what Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. So why do we meditate? Because when we meditate, Jesus said, when my words abide in you, and you abide in my words, the Father will love you. And we will come and we'll make our abode with you. We will dwell with you. Hallelujah. Where the Father dwells, the devil has no power. Curses are broken before they come. Amen. Jesus didn't say live in fear of the curse. I mean, oh, my neighbor, they got a voodoo doll. What? They're already defeated. Before they started, do you know Jesus didn't say no weapon that strikes you will prosper? He said, no weapon formed. While they're still forming them. Sorted. Hallelujah. Why am I saying this to you? You know, as I was meditating, God gave me this word. He said to me, Johnny, I want you to tell my people to come to me. I've been telling you that for a few weeks now. God's been saying, Johnny, bring my people to me. Amen. And so a lot of people fall short. They run to preacher after preacher to give them a word. The preacher can no more give you a promise than, I don't know, what? The fish that swims in your fish tank can give you a promise. He can make you aware. He can bring revelation to you. But you are a son. You have been authorized to step in and possess what the Father has given to you. It's yours. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus still does home visitations. We got doctors nowadays. Don't do home. How many know but doctors don't do home visitation anymore? Amen. But Jesus still visits the home. Hallelujah. You can receive a miracle right where you are. Amen. So that's why we are praying and we are meditating, because I believe God wants us to teach His people how to pray. Amen. Because so many times people think prayer is a shouting match. See how many scriptures you can rattle off. And that's great. It's wonderful to know scripture. But if you haven't received them by revelation and you're standing as a son, you're not standing in the place. How do you know being positioned is important? Amen. So everybody lift your hand and say, thank you, Father. I am an heir and a joint heir with Christ Jesus of every heavenly blessing. The Father Himself loves me. It's your word, Father, given for me that I may possess in the name of Jesus. It is mine. It is given. I am an heir. I am seated in Christ Jesus. And today, every blessing, every promise is mine. The revealed things belong to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now that is the key. That is the key. That is the key to walking in. You need to meditate in the Word of God long enough that it becomes revelation. Hallelujah. Becomes revelation. The revealed things. Once it's revelation, it's yours. Then you guard that revelation. You meditate in that revelation. You guard your mind. Hello. You guard your confessions. You stand in the faith of that. And you rebuke every spirit of unbelief. We've been talking for a while about the promised land. The promise. That's your land. Amen. Somebody say it's mine. Hallelujah. So thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ who has given us everything. Amen. When you meditate in the Father's word, He works for you. Look what Jesus said. I do not speak on my own authority. John 14. I do not speak on my own authority. But the Father who dwells in me does the works. Hallelujah. The Father who dwells in you. That's why meditation's important. The Father comes. He abides with you. He dwells with you. His word does the work. Hallelujah. So don't walk like an Egyptian. Tell your neighbor, don't walk like an Egyptian. Stand in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Therefore, holy brethren, Hebrews 3:1, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession. We need to learn how to bring your confession in line with your everyday talk. Amen. You confess it, you talk it, you walk it. And something else I've learned, that once you start walking and talking your confession, there's certain people you don't confess it to. Amen. There's certain ones, if you do it, it's like throwing pearl before the swine. It's like inviting a negative response. When you declare it is so with me, they say, no, it can't be. And they give you 5,000 reasons why. That's nothing but the enemy trying to pull you out of the place that is yours. Everybody say, every promise in Christ Jesus is mine. I have what God has promised me. Jesus gave me the words of the Father that I can live in His word. Today, I stand in the promise of God. It is mine. In Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue will confess that He is Lord. You know what God is busy saying to you? You stand in His word, no matter how powerful, no matter how big the problem is, it will bow when you stand in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you stand in the promise that God has given you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I declare you are possessors of the kingdom. Hallelujah. I declare this congregation walks in the fullness of the promise of God, and the days of this congregation shall be as days as heaven upon the earth, for as it is in heaven, so shall it be on this earth. Yay! Citizens of the kingdom. Glory to God. You live as it is in heaven, not as it is on earth. Hallelujah. Sometimes takes a bit of walk, because every victory has a bit of a fight, but it's the fight of faith. Hallelujah. And you know, you're something else. You don't even have to fight for faith. You're born of faith. You're born of the word. God has given to each one a measure of faith. Just exercise your faith. Hallelujah. Very simple. So in Jesus' name, set your mind, set your heart on what God the Father has promised you. And don't pray like an Egyptian. Whatever you do, stand as a son in the presence of the Father and say, Father, thank you. What you promised me is mine. A son believes he receives the moment he prays, because it's already his in Christ Jesus. That's why faith is based in Jesus. It's based on what Jesus did. It's based on the finished work of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank God we grow in faith. Some of you, if I come and try and tell you, you condemn, that word will have no effect on you. Because you're already standing in that place. Now in Jesus' name, you're going to take every step and every promise. God wants you to prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Body, soul, and spirit. Financially, physically, relationally. Hallelujah. In every area of your life, there's a promise to possess. There's a blessing that is yours. Somebody say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now come on, just stand with me and start thanking the Father. Thanking the Father. Shabrando Goravana Gera Dagabosi and Taramaya. Hallelujah. Jesus said, in that day you will ask me nothing. So stand as a son today. I don't know what it is you're asking, but ask and thank the Father that it's yours, because you ask in Jesus. You ask as a son. You ask because the word that the Father gave is yours, and you are possessing it today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that in Christ Jesus, I have overcome. In Christ Jesus, I have been made whole. In Christ Jesus, I have been made an heir and a joint heir. And today, Father, I thank you for your abundance. I thank you for the answer. Hallelujah. Carabona, Bera, Gara. Come on, make your confession before him this morning. Hallelujah. Shabando Gora Kesigero Bonabaya. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. These signs follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out devils. Now in the name of Jesus, I come against every devil that has entered your life, every devil that has come to take authority, that has come to try and take territory. And in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. I command you off the people's finance, off their homes, off their mind, off their bodies. In the name of Jesus, I bind every devil in this place, and I set every captive free. I bring deliverance to every captive. In the name of Jesus, I release the miracle power of God. Hallelujah. You heal them all. You touch them all. Whatsoever things you desire, the Father gives you today. Lord, I release the desire, the answered prayer. Hallelujah. Shabando bora bara gera bora bere kesi endo dora bara 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 baya hena bara bara kesi endo bara maya. The dispossessed will be dispossessed no more. Hallelujah. Strength as they stand in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Shabando gabare kebe enton gora bande gebonde kesi endo. Hallelujah. 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 Shaban Gorabane Gera Bossi Etaro Bonabara Gesi Anamaya. Hallelujah. Shebran Togore Gesi Entadaya. Ah, there's some people here today. You've had tremendous torment in your soul. I sent some people here today. You've had no peace in your heart. But torment has come your way. I think you've been abused. Things didn't work the way it should. But God says, I give you my peace right now. I break that spirit of torment. I cast you out, you devil of torment. I break your power over that life. I declare the redemption power of the blood of Jesus. I redeem your soul from that stress, from that distressing spirit. I break it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's right. God is breaking insomnia. Insomnia. There are some people here today, you've been struggling with insomnia. You can't sleep. Your mind just goes. That's a spirit. I break that in the name of Jesus. Huh? Come on, if you're struggling with insomnia, quickly step out. You say, Pastor Johnny, I struggle to sleep. I go lay down and I just can't enter rest. I just can't sleep. Some of you haven't slept for a while, but today the Spirit of God is breaking that. Quickly step out from where you are. There's an anointing here today to destroy the bondage, to break the insomnia, to give you perfect peace. Hallelujah. David said, I laid myself down and I rest, for the Lord sustained me. Right now in the name of Jesus, I come against that spirit of insomnia. Come on, saints, just pray. Ah, I tell you what, look at this. Look at this. I rebuke you, distressing devil, distressing spirit, in the name of Jesus. I come against you, you spirit of restlessness. You spirit of worry and fear, insomnia, in all your manifestations. I break your power by the blood of Jesus. I want those of you standing in front, say, thank you, Father. By the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, I am washed. I am set free. I am yours. And now, I receive your deliverance. Loose her. Loose, loose from the insomnia. Completely. Loose, loose. Loose, loose from that insomnia. Loose, loose. In the name of Jesus. Loose, 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 loose. Yeah. Out, out, all of you. Out, loose, loose. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, be free. Perfect rest. Hallelujah. Now release the rest of God over you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I release deep sleep. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All of those who came today for that spirit of insomnia to be broken, just pay attention. Listen to me. Make sure you set your alarm before you go sleep now. Okay? Because you might be used to just waking. You're not just going to wake up. Deep sleep is going to come over you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's deliverance.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.